Welcome to the latest episode of Over the Counter in our special series of pharmacist interviews. Observed each year in October, American Pharmacist Month celebrates the incredible care of pharmacists of all practice types deliver to patients on a daily basis. Throughout October, Drug Topics sat down with pharmacists of all backgrounds to learn what keeps them motivated in their profession. From the retail and community pharmacy space to specialty care, find out how exactly the profession is thriving today from a collection of pharmacists' unique perspectives.
What initially drew you to the pharmacy profession, and how has your career path unfolded?
Okay, that's a funny story. I started in pharmacy when I was 16 years of age. My parents bought me a car, and they said, son, you have to get out and get a job. So I went looking for a job, and I stumbled across a Revco store looking for help, and the rest is history. My career sort of unfolded because at first I was a high school student, really sort of aimlessly working in pharmacy. But very quickly, they wanted me to work in the pharmacy as an assistant. And my interest in pharmacy sort of grew from there. Later on in high school, I was asked what I was going to do for my career. And I said I was either going to be a teacher or I was going to be a pharmacist. So I applied for pharmacy school and went from there. I continued to work in pharmacy throughout college, obviously gaining more and more practical experience until obviously I graduated and assumed a position with Revco at the time.
Can you talk about some of the rewards and challenges you face in your practice setting?
The biggest reward I have, I would say, is the feeling of satisfaction from customers. And working in a pharmacy, it's very demanding, of course, but you have an opportunity to help everybody on an individual level. That might be something as simple as showing someone a product that you would recommend. It may be as more complicated as helping someone with discharge instructions who's just recently left a hospital. So I always talk about my position as a pharmacist as being like a rock star. I, at the end of every day, feel like a rock star, because I feel like that people need me. They have lots of questions. They access and utilize me as a resource for them. And at the end of the day, that's what drives me the most.
Share something unique about your practice setting, patient population, or a specific program you've implemented that exemplifies the value of pharmacists in patient care.
I'm a really big advocate of doing immunizations. I embrace that responsibility when in North Carolina they ask pharmacists to do it. And really, to be honest with you, more so than just giving the shots themselves, educating people on what is recommended for them. I have a lot of clientele in my particular location today that do a lot of international travel. So following the guidelines that's recommended by the CDC and so forth, and providing that information to my population here is an ongoing process that we go and review every day. So I get a lot of fulfillment from doing immunizations because it really puts me closer and closer to the customer or the patient, gives me an opportunity to chat with them, to relate to them, and for them to get to know me more on an individual level. That's sometimes challenging in a higher volume pharmacy that I work in today, but that's a specific area that is rewarding to me.
In your opinion, what are the biggest opportunities for pharmacists to expand their role in patient care in today's healthcare landscape?
I really think that more and more pharmacies are combining with primary care practices on some level and in some way. And as a result of that, developing a good relationship with a primary care physician or practitioner is a huge opportunity for pharmacists, whether it be regardless of their practice setting. I know CVS is obviously owns MinuteClinic and they have practitioners. I have one of those in my store. So I do have an opportunity to work with the nurse practitioner who staffs that on a regular basis. But hopefully with the evolution of pharmacy and the closeness of primary care settings and pharmacy and that relationship growing in strength, that will provide a unique opportunity for pharmacists to work with a different peer group.
Given your extensive experience as a pharmacy manager, what strategies have you implemented to ensure the highest quality of patient care and customer service in a high volume retail setting? Can you share a specific example of how you've addressed a challenging situation to maintain these standards?
I would really point to staffing first and foremost, having the resources at your fingertips to keep up with staffing, to be well staffed, and then to take that one step further to train, to spend a lot of time in training, developing your staff in that way. That's a specific challenge. I think that's maybe not unique to retail, but it certainly involves the retail experience as a manager. And I think keeping abreast of staffing, keeping abreast of training, being detail oriented in training, being strong in that regard helps make you successful. That's also the biggest challenge in retail pharmacy specifically. Great, well-trained staff, people that you can delegate basic tasks to. That is what makes me closer to the customer. And that's why I do it.
And yeah, I appreciate it. Thanks so much for taking the time today.
And thank you so much, and have a great day.